In Tallahassee Friday, the House and Senate gathered to raise the abiding question of our time. What is it with lawmakers and deadlines? Over 2 weeks of special session, the House and Senate have followed different paths in advancing their proposals for Florida's congressional borders. Since staffers from both chambers developed a first draft, the House has been reticent to make changes. The Senate, on the other hand, has been more open. And Friday morning, the strain was showing.
I think at this point, I'm just going to, Chairman, respectfully reiterate the Senate's request for conference and leave it at that. Thank you.
That's Senator Bill Galvano, chair of the Senate Redistricting Committee, walking out on his House counterpart, Representative Jose Oliva. It's sort of a slight return to the unceremonious end of this year's regular session, where House lawmakers took their ball and went home 3 days early. So how did the chambers reach this point? Oliva says he can't recommend the Senate's map to his members because he's afraid the court will reject it.
You continue to go back to if there are concerns. My concern is the interpretation of the court. The court has shown its tendency to use circumstantial evidence and to place the burden upon this legislature. And that is what I am trying to free us of.
Oliva says because senators made changes in the areas where they live, the court might see Tier 1 violations, valid or not. The state constitution requires district lines be drawn without an intent to favor an incumbent or party, that's Tier 1, and in a manner that is compact and makes use of existing political and geographic boundaries, that's Tier 2. Galvano argues the Senate map improves Tier 2 compliance compared to the House version, and he says following Oliva's Tier 1 concerns to their logical conclusion just paints the legislature into a corner.
Obviously, if we want to see specters in the woodwork, we could go around the state and see them everywhere.
Yeah.
Or we could box ourselves into a situation where representatives and senators from a certain region are unable to impact that region for fear that there's some sort of parochial taint.
But Galvano's arguments proved unavailing, and the meeting ended abruptly.
The Senate has refused to concur and has asked us to recede from our amendment.
Shortly thereafter, Oliva was on the House floor talking to his members about how to proceed.
Members, I can tell you with all honesty, I did not expect to be standing here today.
Oliva argued the House should stay firm and send his proposal back to the Senate, which they did. But with time winding down, the Senate dug in as well, and twice sent resolutions to extend the session until Tuesday.
Clerk will unlock the machine and the members will vote.
The House wasn't interested.
Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
2 yeas, 89 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the motion fails.
So where does that leave us? The Supreme Court wants the matter settled by October 22nd, and the Leon County Circuit Court has scheduled a hearing for September 24th to allow time for review and a potential appeal. But with lawmakers leaving special session empty-handed, Florida's just diving further into uncharted territory.
Based on what I saw today, if I'm just the average citizen, I'd say with what you've seen today, we're looking at the court redrawing the map.
There's still a month before the first deadline, and Galvano says the order allows for a bit of wiggle room. But when it comes to reaching some kind of grand bargain, recent history gives little reason for optimism. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.